Hi, my name is Sonia. I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. May I speak to the person who requested the call?
Yes, ma'am. This is Gay.
All right. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you today?
Yeah, I was trying to file, I guess, a claim.
Okay.
With one more.
All right. And could you go ahead and provide your social for me?
463-67-4039.
All right, I got 463-67-4039.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And could you verify your name for me?
Greg. Alaniz, A-L-A-N-I-Z.
And how do you pronounce your last name? Alaniz?
Alaniz. Yes, yeah, you say it that way.
No, how do you pronounce it? I'm going to pronounce it the correct
Alaniz.
Way.
Well, it's, you can say it that way, too. Alaniz.
Alaniz. Okay. And your mother's maiden name, please, sir?
Gonzalez.
All right. And your driver's license number, please?
Hold on.
Okay.
It's 7-3-6-8-9-2.
Thank you. And could you please verify your date of birth for me?
Do it now.
Verify your date of birth.
12/27/78.
All right. I'm going to ask a few questions, and we'll go ahead and get your claim started here. Mm-hmm. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
And what is your preferred language?
English.
Okay. Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
All right. And did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
All right. And what was the highest grade you completed in school?
Graduated.
All right. And Ms. Alaniz, if you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you're approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which do you prefer?
Just the card.
Okay. And have you ever had a benefits card before?
No, ma'am. I mean, I have, but it's been years ago.
All right. I was just asking, did you need me to read the disclosure or the instructions on the card?
No.
Okay. All right. And Mr. Alaniz, could you verify your mailing address for me?
Yes, ma'am. It's 19191 U.S. Highway 90, Lot 28, Robert Still, Alabama, 36567.
Okay, and let's see. You said it's U.S. Highway?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and you said the numbers are 19151?
No, ma'am, it's 19191.
Okay, so 19191.
Yes, ma'am.
U.S. Highway 90, Route 28?
Lot 28.
Okay, and what was that city again?
Robert Still, Alabama.
You said Robert Still. Okay, there it is. And the zip code?
36567.
All right, so I have your address as 191, 19191 U.S. Highway 90, Route 28?
No, lot.
Lot 28.
Yes,
ma'am. Okay. All right, so 19191,
it's,
U.S. Highway 90.
19191.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I said 19191.
Yes, ma'am, yes, ma'am.
All right, U.S. Highway 90, Lot 28, Robertsdale, Alabama, 36567.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, and is the residence address different from the above mailing address?
You want to?
Is the residence address different from the mailing address? Are they the same?
No.
Do you receive your mail and live there?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And has your address changed in the last year?
From what? No.
Okay. And what's a good contact phone number for your claim?
Let's see. I'm trying to find my number on this phone. It's 251-301-2334.
All right. I have 251-301-2334. Okay. All right. I'm going to ask a few more questions here. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months? Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months? All right. Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months? And did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months? All right, Mr. Lanez. Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
What's that?
It's a trade readjustment allowance. Okay. And when was the last day you worked?
Thursday.
Would have been December the 8th?
The 9th
was Friday.
Thursday the 8th.
All right, since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work? All right. Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business? Okay. Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have real estate license?
No.
All right. Are you currently registered for or attending school or training? Okay, and are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
And are you available for all shifts in your normal trade
ma'am.
Or occupation? Excuse me. Okay. And have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months? Okay, and have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury? Okay, and how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
That's going to, I guess 20, 30? Yeah.
20, 30?
Yeah.
Okay. And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
15.
Okay. And do you obtain work through a union hiring hall?
No.
All right. And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
Okay. All right, Mr. Alanez, what is or what's your job title?
In the deli.
Yes, ma'am.
deli work. Okay. All right. And are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yeah.
Yes. Are you still looking for work? Okay. All right. And who was your last employer?
Walmart. I mean, I've worked there for 4 years.
Okay. And may I have their phone number, please?
9006-251.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. All right. Hold on. Okay. So 251-990.
9006.
And what are the last four?
9006.
All right, so I have that phone number. It's 251-990-9006.
Yes,
all right, Ms. Alanez, when was your employment start date with them? Yes.
February 9th. Yeah, 2017 or 18, something like that.
So you would have been coming up on 5 years had you been there in February.
Yes,
so it would have been 2017.
Yes,
you've been there 4 years already, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And the last day you worked again was December the 8th of this year. All right. And what city and state was that work performed in with them? Okay. All right, sir. And have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Any vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay? Okay. All right. And have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
Okay. And why are you no longer working? Quit, discharge, other, or lack of work?
I guess they let me go because of my points. And I have records. Like, papers. They said that I didn't come into work, and I got proof of where I came into work, and I got where I clocked in and clocked out, but they let me go because of my points. No, I wasn't absent.
Okay, so you were absent?
But it shows on the computer that it didn't show up. Saying it was a call, no show. And then absence, because they said it didn't show up, but I went in that morning, at 4 o'clock that morning. I was there, but my schedule said 1 to 10. And they said I didn't come in at 1 to 10. They had the schedule so messed up that our managers told us to come in at 4, but whatever our schedule says, don't go by what it says. Go by what, you know, your manager says. And so now they didn't want to take the points off because they said it didn't show up. But I have screenshots on my phone where I came into work and where I clocked in and clocked out.
Okay, so what was the, when they fired you, what did they say? I have to make a selection.
I guess they say that I didn't show up for work.
All right. And what was the name and title of the person who discharged you?
Cherie. I can't think of her last name. Yes, ma'am.
First name is Cherie?
Team lead, I guess.
And her title?
That day.
All right.
Eight.
And what was the date of your discharge? All right. So it says, what was the final incident that caused your discharge? And I remember you saying there was a schedule discrepancy.
Yeah. I mean, I screenshotted the when I came in that morning. I mean, from the time I came in and the time I clocked out, it shows on my phone when I clocked in and clocked out. But they're saying that I didn't show up for work, so it went ahead and went on my points, saying I didn't clock in that day or show up for work. But everybody was there to pretty much back me up, saying that he was here.
And you said that there was a schedule issue, and you said that your supervisor advised you to come in at an earlier time or later?
I'm a 4 to 1, and they had me 1 to 10. And our managers told us, whoever's a 4 to 1 to come in to 4 to 1s, and you know whoever is a 1 to 10, come in 1 to 10. And they were supposed to take care of the points, and they didn't. Yeah, 4 to 1s.
So you were told to work 4 to 1.
And they said if we had any problems with the points, that they would take it off if we were a 4 to 1 scheduled.
Okay.
Yeah, see, you're only supposed to get like 5 points.
Points.
And
all
I had
right.
doctor's excuse. She took some points off for somebody else.
Okay.
But when I took mine up there, she wouldn't take them off.
Okay.
So,
okay. All right, well, we have that in there. All right, so did you commit the act your employer alleges?
What do you mean?
Did you commit the act your employer alleges?
What do you mean?
In other words, did you do what they say you
did?
Did
I do what they said I did? Did I do what they said? Oh, yeah.
Yes.
They said that
like
the
reason,
reason
for them firing
me,
you.
I didn't come in, but I did come in that day.
Okay, so the question, it says, did you commit the act your employer alleges?
No, I guess. Oh, no,
okay,
because
the answer is like, did you do what they say you did?
Come in. Yeah. They're
what
saying
they're
I
saying.
Come in that day. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right, so any prior warnings for that same or similar act? Okay. And what did you do to try to resolve the problem prior to your discharge?
I went and talked to one of the managers, and he said he wouldn't, there was nothing he can do about it. And I was like, well, how is that when y'all all saw me here that morning, but y'all tell me that I didn't show up for work?
All right, Ms. Alanez. Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Hold on.
I have your 4-digit temporary PIN number. It is 3978.
You said it was 3978. All right.
978. Yes. All right. I'm going to go over the closing statements and we're going to be done. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in to alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption of your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in the loss of benefits. If you choose to file by the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you choose to file by the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389. All right, your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through
on
no
Friday.
Later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. So you're going to make your first certification.
No, I mean, do it on Friday, you said?
Yes, before 5.
Oh, all right. All right, then so I can do it on
Yes,
Sunday.
It can be done Sunday through Friday before 5 p.m. All right. Yes. So
next
you're going
week?
To make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. Also an information. Yes. And also an information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. And if you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or you have questions about the information, please call 800-361-4524. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made.
I know, ma'am. That's it.
Mr. Alanez, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions for me?
All right, thank you.
All right. Well, thanks so much for calling the Alabama